This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Free to Be is a Santa Rosa-based teen pregnancy prevention education program offered at 40 sites in Northern California, according to their website. That includes 26 middle schools and high schools in 13 Sonoma County school districts, each of which got a letter last week from the ACLU of Northern California advising them that the program, quote, violates the law governing HIV/AIDS prevention education and sex education in California schools. The problem, says Phyllida Burlingame, the ACLU's sex education policy director, is that Free to Be is an abstinence-only curriculum.
California law requires that all sex education taught in public schools must be medically accurate, age-appropriate, and comprehensive, which means that it has to include information about condoms and contraception as well as abstinence.
That view is shared by Lynn Garrick, the Safe Schools Project Director for Sonoma County's Office of Education, and she researched the issue extensively herself.
I went to the State Department of Education and asked the folks there, is it okay to do this as a curriculum? Is it okay to do this as a program? Is it okay to have this organization as guest speakers? And the Department of Education was unequivocal in saying that their interpretation is that it doesn't align with California Ed Code.
That section of the state education code was adopted in 2004 with the active backing of the ACLU. It states that abstinence must be included in sex education programs in California schools, but not to the exclusion of other modes of pregnancy prevention. And that, says Phyllida Burlingame, is where the local program falls short.
Free to Be is exhorting young people to remain abstinent until marriage. It mentions condoms and contraception, but only in the context of suggesting to young people that they're not effective.
Alice Jaffe is a newly graduated senior at El Molino High School in Forestville, where she also volunteers at the local teen clinic. Having heard the Free to Be presentation at her school, Alice says she found it to be narrow and opinionated.
They say they're coming in and giving a slice of sex education, but what they do is they talk about abstinence, but they also put down other kinds of birth control, and they talk about how not effective condoms are. I think they're just imposing their views on people instead of educating students about all the different options that are available.
Free to Be is supported by federal funds from the Community-Based Abstinence Education Program, which requires participants to certify that all their teaching promotes abstinence only. That requirement is squarely at odds with the California Education Code, says Burlingame. But moreover, studies demonstrate that abstinence-only education doesn't work.
Research has shown increasingly that what is effective in both delaying the onset of sexual activity and increasing condom and contraceptive use among sexually active teens is comprehensive sex education. It's a congressionally mandated evaluation of the federal program showed no effect whatsoever on young people's sexual behavior.
In their letters to the local school districts, the ACLU asked for confirmation that the Free to Be program would no longer be used at those schools. Although we tried, no representatives of Free to Be could be reached for comment in this report. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.